On the show, we have Texas Trust Credit Union's very own Jim Mingy talking about their Texas Trust Spirit Debit Reward Card program has hit the $2 million mark in giving back to area schools. Really cool story here, so check it out. Hey everybody, Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome to our show. And on today's program, we have Texas Trust Credit Union's very own Jim Mingy. Jim, how you doing, sir?
Doing just great today, Mike.
Good. Glad to hear it. And it looks like, what's that?
It's a beautiful day to be alive.
I know. I was about to say, it looks like a beautiful fall day there in Texas.
It sure is. We're loving it.
Good job. Good job. Yeah, it can't be. Yeah, fall is beautiful in Texas. It's like the perfect weather
there. That's the reason we live here in the summer.
That's right. You're fall, waiting for fall. Good stuff. Hey, something else really cool that we want to talk about, and we've talked about before on the show, but it's always fun revisiting like every year or so, just get an update on this debit reward card program that you guys have been running for the past, I think, 9 years, right?
Yep, over 9 years now. Yes, sir.
Oh, my gosh. And now you guys have hit the $2 million mark in giving back to area schools. Congratulations on that. How does it feel to give back that amount of money to the schools in your area?
Thank you. It's a wonderful thing. I mean, we look at our partners. Actually, we just celebrated last week with Grand Prairie, who's our biggest school partner, 10 years in partnership with them in total.
Wow.
This program's given them $880,000 back over the last 9 years with the Spirit program. And, what we're proudest of is the ways that helps the students achieve and the principals be able to support teachers and do things that they just can't do with their normal budget. The South Grand Prairie High School principal came up to me and told me about they have a Texas State winning mariachi program. And it's a small group and, not incredibly well funded. Yeah. But they go to state every year, and she uses a little of our money to send those kids on a bus to wherever the state competition is and put them up for the night so that they can participate. So that's just a great example of, it's a little way that we make a difference, but we do make a difference in the lives of those kids and in the education that happens in our community.
Well, and I was thinking about this before we started talking, especially now when you're kind of in school, you're not in school. I mean, but I would think these funds would really come in handy, especially for the teachers and the faculty. They have to be really creative in how you teach these days until we get past this this crazy pandemic that we're in. So I would think these funds would come in real handy right now, right?
Yeah, I think it's pretty helpful to them to do some unique things with their curriculum. We're also trying to be a good partner overall. Just another unique story, the lady who's the chief operations officer for Grand Prairie District called us. They were going to do their first virtual staff meeting, and they don't have a lot of discretionary funds. So they said, well, would you guys be willing to do a $5 gift card for all of our senior leaders to Starbucks so that they can so we have a cup of coffee together?
Yeah.
So we said, sure, you're a great partner. And so not only did we go get the cards for them, but our business development folks also hand wrote individual cards thanking each of those professionals for their leadership during these trying times. And I met three or four of them at the school board meeting a couple weeks ago. And just a little thing like that had a huge impact as well. So just trying to support these folks. It's a difficult time right now for all of us, but especially for our educators.
Oh, no doubt. No doubt. Yeah, it's good to have you guys right there backing them up with this stuff in any form or fashion, whether it's this card program or just there for them. We all need that help that we, to give our kids that quality education. So this definitely puts that in perspective nicely. And before we go further here, I want to give a quick refresher on this program. If you could, just a quick little summary on how it works.
So how it works is we have debit cards branded to different schools. There's 22 different high schools that are involved in 6 different districts. And so if you're a supporter for that particular school, you get that card. Every time you do an eligible transaction, a dime goes back to that fund. And once a month, we remit the funds to those schools, and they can use them for anything they want. There's no strings attached. We do ask them to give us stories. Sometimes we get stories. Sometimes we don't get stories. But we do ask them to give us stories about how the money's used. But a lot of those folks with the limited budget and the challenges that they have, one of our districts, Cedar Hill, the superintendent there does a lunch for leadership students that he's identified that are, you know, great potential future mm-hmm. leaders. And he uses our funds to fund that lunch,
wow.
bring those kids in and have conversations with them. So lots of little ways that they use the money that's discretionary, that's outside of their normal operations. And yeah. It's something we're proud of. It's been good for us. We have about almost 36,000 members that carry one of these Spirit cards. And every time they swipe, they're giving back to their local school district. So it's a great win for them, win for us, and a win for the school districts.
Yeah, that's a lot of dimes adding up, for sure.
A lot of dimes. Yes, sir. I never thought we'd get to $2 million a dime at a time.
So. Well, it just shows you how successful this program is. And that kind of leads me to my next question. It's like, why do you think this program is so effective for you guys?
Well, it's different for us, that's for sure.
Yeah.
And it's part of, you know, who we are as a credit union is we're involved in the communities we serve. We want to make a difference in the communities we serve. And it's one way that that we differentiate ourselves from the big players in our market, which here in DFW, it's the big banks that are, you know, 85% of the market. So it's a way we do things a little different. And there are a lot of local parents, local teachers, local administrators, alumni from these different schools that, you know, they just like to represent a little bit. And this is our way to do it. We've got several of our board members who went to South Grand Prairie High School way back in the day.
Really?
They love their South Grand Prairie High School debit card.
Wow.
So yeah, it's just kind of a neat way. And it's good for those folks that have an affinity. And then, you know, it's also great for us to help them give back a little bit.
Yeah, no doubt. Is this kind of what you envisioned? You know, 9 or 10 years ago when you guys started this program, it's like, gosh, you know, one day we'll get to $2 million or beyond. I mean, is this kind of what you envisioned? And then helping these schools out and stuff like that? Or what was the
vision that it'd get quite this big? you know, I thought the first year we did it, if we could get, I think our goal was $15,000 back. And we ended up closer to 40 that first year.
Wow.
And each year it's grown a little bit and it's caught on a little bit. A couple of times we've actually kind of changed our limits a little bit to make it, you know, we had it all transactions were a dime and then we put a $10 limit. And I think we're now like at a $15 limit to slow it down just a little bit so that we're making money on it. But I never thought that we would get to a $2 million number. And it probably, I'm looking at numbers here with Grand Prairie, our main district, they're at almost 890,000. It's not going to be too long where Grand Prairie's gotten $1 million back under this program. So that's another cool celebration that we'll have with them in the future.
Can't wait. And we'll have you guys on with that for sure. Hey, and speaking of kind of future, I mean, what's next for the program? Are you just going to kind of keep the momentum rolling? Are you going to put some twists and turns in it, or what's next for it, do you think?
We've got a couple of things working, Mike. And I think we talked the last time that I talked to you about the challenge right now with this program is that it's hard to gather the stories because it takes a continuous effort for us to follow up with 22 different principals to find out, well, how are you spending this money? And so that's the hole that we have right now. We just set up Texas Trust Gives, which is our foundation. We have that foundation in place now, and we are discussing using this card program to fund the foundation and give back to the schools in a little different way, but still, and probably increasing our commitment in how much we give back and how we give back to the foundation. But it will give us a tad more control in ensuring that as we make those grants to the schools, we collect those stories up front.
Yeah.
And so that's probably our next step. We're probably still a year away from that.
Okay.
You know, we don't want to make any changes during COVID. We've committed to our partners, hey, we're here. You can count on us. Things are going to stay the same. So we don't want to do that this year for sure. But next year we may start making some of those minor changes and moving a little bit more of the giving into Texas Trust Gifts instead of just directly through the Spirit program.
Right on. Yeah, and those stories, oh my gosh. I mean, just the ones that you just shared, they're life-changing, you know, as minor as you think them, but they're just, I mean, like the mariachi band, I mean, my gosh, that could change somebody's life. You know, if you win the state competition and you go on to something bigger and better type of thing, I mean, that's just stuff that's just really, really cool that you guys had a part in. So it's really neat that it comes from the credit union.
Yeah, it's a great thing for us. It makes us proud of what we're doing and proud of the difference we can have a dime at a time.
A dime at a time.
It's amazing.
Trademark that, will you? Well, good stuff, Jim. Anything else here to add to wrap up before we close here?
I think that's about it. We're just loving the continuation of this program, having our members help us give the money back, and can't believe that it has been 9 years with this program and 10 years for us with school partnerships overall. That's just an amazing accomplishment. We went to the Grand Prairie school board meeting last week. That's the yard sign that's behind me, is their way of recognizing us during COVID.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, cool. Okay, I see it.
Partners. It says Partners for Student Success since 2010. And so it was kind of neat. And the lady who presented was the one that helped us get in there in the first place. And she pitched it as our 10th birthday party together. And unfortunately, we couldn't have cake and blow out candles during COVID, but she did give us yard signs. And
there you go.
And told some great stories about the difference that this program has made for Grand Prairie. So,
I bet.
For us, that's really what it's all about.
Yeah, every little bit counts. That is for sure. You guys are doing it. All right, Jim, well, I'll let you get back to work. I know you got a busy schedule. We always thank you for your time. And I love stories like this. And that's why I keep having you on, because it's so much fun just to hear what's the latest. What are you guys doing out there? So it's very inspiring too.
I'm sure we'll have another one. We're coming close with our partner at UTA, which is a similarly branded card, but it goes directly to the university. And Nicola, we're coming close to $150,000 back with them. That partnership's been about 5 years in the making.
Okay.
So it's another good one. That one goes directly to athletic scholarships to let them bring in athletes to compete and to get a great education there at UTA. So we'll probably have another press release, I imagine, in the next 6 months or so.
All righty. We'll be on top of it, because if you recall, my freshman year was spent at UTA. Go Mavericks.
I do recall you've got a tie in there, so I wanted to make sure that I mentioned not just the regular, but the Maverick Spirit card as well.
That's right. Good stuff. All right, we'll be sitting on pins and needles for that one for sure.
All right, Mike. Always a pleasure to talk to you.
Oh, well, likewise, sir. Likewise, sir. All right, you be well, be healthy, and keep up the good work, okay?
You as well. We'll talk to you again.
All right, Jim. Thanks. That was fun.